would be right in their assumption. For Scranton was home to many supernatural anomalies. It's people that lived here themselves had made Scranton their home, people that only wanted a normal life and a place they could raise their children. Some people may call them shapeshifters, skinwalkers, or even wares. Scranton had all of those, and even a few of the undead. But no one would have guessed looking at the hard-working, humble townspeople, unless she knew the truth. John Sloan just happened to be one of those very people of Scranton, born and raised within the city limits. John had a secret of his own, a secret that would carry him to the destination he was heading now. John hurried into the little corner shop in the heart of the city. Today he would be meeting with his business partner to discuss the plans of expanding their business. John was a wealthy man who had made his fortune in honey. The commodity sold very well, and the shelf life of the product appealed to the people and companies he sold it to. Walking in and sitting down at a small table in the corner of the establishment, John greeted the man that had already found a seat beside him. Exchanging pleasantries, they then went over the business at hand.
"I see you have already done a lot of research on the business. What have you found out about the owner? Do you think they will sell?"
Clasping his hands together and resting them on the table in front of him, John's partner half-smiled.
"That would be the main issue that we would face, John. I don't believe the owner is interested in selling. As for the about part, the owner is a Miss Crystal Nelzala, who happens to be a very wealthy woman."
John laughed. "You and I know that everything has a price. We would offer her a very hefty sale that could only grow her fortune."
"That would be another problem. She refuses to see anyone, and she's even harder to track down. But there is one place you may find her, and I may just have a plan that would work to our advantage."
John leaned forward with interest.
"I'm listening."
Lowering his voice an octave and looking around to be sure their conversation was not falling on prying ears, the man continued.
"I have heard a few rumors about our dear Miss Nelzala."
John leaned in closer.
"Yes? It would appear our Miss Nelzala may have, shall we say, sticky fingers. It seems she likes to borrow without returning." "So, she's a thief? So you think threatening to expose her would give her cause to change her mind into selling? Now, you know I would not stoop to such devious deceptions to further my own wealth, old man." "I figured that's what you would say. That's why I took the liberty to obtain a list of this year's functions. I'm positive that is where you will find her. This will be your best chance of speaking with her." "So, when do I plan on attending these functions?"
His partner took the folded paper from his pocket and slid it across the table towards John.
"Do try to dress accordingly. I myself believe you have too much of an obsession with those dreadful tweed suits of yours."
Taking the paper from his partner, John gave him a tilt of the head.
"Lay off the tweed suits. There is nothing wrong with comfort."
Glancing over the contents of the paper, John retrieved the pocket watch from his coat.
"Tonight. I have to be there tonight. It's only an hour's ride. You should have no problem making the time."
"I would need to have my carriage ready in time before tonight. I'll have to prepare to leave now." Getting up from the table, John bid goodbye to his partner and made his way home. Chapter 2. Crystal woke up covered in luscious furs. Stretching like a cat, she ran her fingers through the soft feel of them and yawned. The feel of the fur between her fingers was luxurious. Closing her eyes, she grabbed them, wrapping them around her. Crystal did not usually sleep bedded in her furs, although she did love showering herself in beautiful things. Last night was how she had obtained most of the items which now lay around her room. She had attended a ball at the Cotillion, the ball of the year, actually, and found some very interesting artifacts. The furs were just some of them. Over on her dressing table sat the others. Crystal was a thief who had a hobby of stealing things that did not belong to her. She had made quite a collection of the items she had obtained from functions through the years.